have the UNL Lincoln Logan McPherson County Extension Office in. It's Mr. David Lott this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Hot day, hot week.
Yes, we're on the downhill slide to some cooler temperatures now.
Yeah, that's good. That's a nice little break, and well, at some point feel fall. It's just, it still technically falls about a month away, so, I mean, it's not really out of season at all, but it just feels like, feels a little worse than we, because we haven't had it all summer. It's been a pretty awesome summer, but let's talk those gardens, because I know they're coming to where you're getting product now. You're probably pulling stuff out of the garden daily.
A lot of people are pulling cherry tomatoes, the salad tomatoes, and their jalapeno peppers are producing really well right now. So people are always complaining, why aren't my regular tomatoes ripening? And some of them are starting to, but this heat will shut down their ability to start to turn. So once we get some cooler weather, and hopefully in the next couple of days we get that cold snap, or what we will feel like a cold snap,
yeah,
will help induce this regular slicing type tomatoes or your sauce tomatoes to start to ripen.
All right, so that might be why they're not. If you, I know I have like three that have turned, and that's about it this whole year. And so, there's a lot of green ones sitting on there.
They're just waiting. And one thing you can do, once they start to turn, yellowish color. If you want to, you can pick those off the vine and take them inside into a garage or even your home and allow them to ripen.
Okay.
So that's,
I've seen people do that, but they need to start turning first?
They have to turn yellow.
Okay.
And once they've start that's called the breaking process. Then they're going to continue to ripen.
Okay.
And if you put a bunch of them together, the ethylene gas off of those tomatoes will help ripen.
Huh.
You can also place really ripe fruit like bananas that are loaded with ethylene around them, and that will help trigger ripening.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that. What causes a lot of mine break at the top, like break kind of, not necessarily break open completely, but they have that split at the top right where it connects to the actual vine?
Yes. The cracks that form around the collar of the tomato are due to moisture stress.
Okay.
And so it's really common to see those in the heat of the year. So you'll see these cracks coming down the sides, and there's nothing wrong. You can still cut that out and eat that, but that's from moisture stress. And keeping the soil moisture even is really important right now, because tomatoes require quite a bit of water to maintain the plant themselves, as well as trying to maintain the fruit that they're trying to ripen on the vine.
Talk with David Lott with the UNL Lincoln Logan McPherson County Extension Office. If you have a container garden, that's pretty hard to contain, if I will, right now.
Yes, container gardens are, whether it's a pot of petunias on the porch, or whether you have a whiskey barrel garden or a lick tub or a raised bed, these gardens are not in the ground. The ground serves as a huge insulator that keeps things a little cooler. So the sides are going to warm up really fast and dry out. So some of you will notice that the potting soil in your pots will have pulled away from the sides. And when you water, you add the water on top of the plant, on top of the soil line, and it just goes right through and out. So on those containers, you need to put them in a little pan of water or a tub, fill it with water, and let all that potting mix rehydrate so it's not hydrophobic anymore.
Okay. And do you do that, you know, how often are you recommended to do that?
You just want to make sure on those cases where they're pulling away for that to rehydrate, and it'll fill like a sponge, it'll fill back up. But container gardens, whether they're a raised bed or clear down to a little flower pot, those need to be monitored for moisture daily. The smaller the pot, the more monitoring you need to do. Hanging baskets in the breeze dry out really fast too, so they need to be watered at least once a day on those little guys that are on the porches and patios, because they dry out really, really fast in this heat.
What if you have a raised garden that's pretty good sized? I mean, I know there's some garden beds that are raised gardens that are, you know, pretty long or maybe wider.
That helps. The center of those raised beds are going to be more protected than the outside edges.
Right.
So always check the outside edges first.
Talk with David Lott here with the UNL Lincoln Logan McPherson County Extension Office. The cooler temperatures are coming, though, so that'll help relieve a little bit of this pressure, and should really probably ramp up the produce that you're pulling out of your garden.
Mm-hmm. This is, we jokingly say about Nebraska State Fair time, the temperatures start to cool, and then we start getting the tomatoes, and we get the tomato avalanche, and your bell peppers, your sweet peppers.
I'm still waiting. Mine are just, I haven't even pulled one out yet, but they're coming.
They're on their way, and once we get some cooler days and cooler nights, that's when that fruit starts to set and really take off. So that's why we don't get sweet peppers until in the fall most
now,
of the time.
Okay, if I get, you know, I've got quite a few pepper plants because we really like peppers. How can I preserve them to try to stretch out using them over the fall? Is there any way, anything I can do if I get 20 bell peppers to be able to try to spread them out and not have to use them all at once?
You can store them. You can pick them and then store them single layer in a box or a crate. Those foldable produce crates are wonderful to use. And if you keep them in a cool, dry place, that you can, they'll hang on longer for you.
Okay.
So, you know, there's no extra treatment really needed for them. Don't wash them. Don't dunk them. Just leave them in those containers in a cool, dry place, and they'll hang on longer. You can stretch them without trying to freeze or do anything with them.
Can you freeze like a pepper?
Peppers can be frozen, yeah. Okay. They can be frozen, and that's more of a question for Brenda Oftenkamp.
Sure.
But absolutely, you can freeze peppers and use them. So they don't can as nice unless you're making salsa.
Sure.
So, but absolutely, you can freeze them and use them because, of course, depending on the type of tomato. So, if you have a celebrity tomato that grows up to what we call a determined height, they're a determinate tomato. They're going to grow up to a determined height, and all the produce is going to be ready in about a 3-week span. So, that's perfect for people who can tomatoes.
Right.
But for those who like the heirloom tomatoes that are the vining tomato that grow clear till the freeze, you will have more of a stretch of produce clear till frost.
And you'll have more of a stretch of a plant.
Yes.
You plan for that.
Plan for that. And if you put them in a container, they need to be in a big container, and they also need to be staked up.
Yeah.
But by this time, a big indeterminate tomato will become very large right now.
I've got one in my garden that... It's always bigger than you think it's going to be.
Yeah, people love those cool flavors and the neat ones. And if it says indeterminate, make sure that you have plenty of space. And by now you have figured out you may have not offered enough space for that monster.
All right. David, anything else from the Extension office you want to mention this morning?
We just finished coming back from Grand Island yesterday from the Nebraska State Fair for all of our non-livestock exhibits.
Oh, very good.
So the results... are being posted online through the state 4-H website. So we will have our results coming in pretty soon. And the dog show is this coming weekend at the Heartland Event Center, along with our other livestock coming in. So it'll be a big... it'll be a big rush of getting down the road to Grand Island to help the 4-H'ers. And also... seeing how well they did. So we took 3 vehicles full of projects from Lincoln, Logan, and McPherson counties yesterday. So it was great that we had so many exhibits to take down for display and to be judged.
Awesome. State Fair getting underway, and that rolls on for at least another week or two, a week and a half yet.
Through Labor Day.
Okay. All right. David, well, and of course, if you ever have a question about a plant or a tree or anything, or any sort of something growing in your backyard or on your property, they can always reach out to the Extension and ask what's the best way to get in touch with you guys.
Our office number is 532-2683, and you are welcome to call. We take those calls even when we're on the road. So give us a call, and we're happy to help on all your questions.
All right, very good.